From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the skinny on McDonald's decision to shed the supersize. But our lead today is in Haiti, where the streets of the capital city are relatively calm today. Some 1,100 U.S. Marines are patrolling Port-au-Prince in light armored vehicles and Humvees. But the calm does not mean the crisis is over. The prime minister has declared a state of emergency. There are reports of fuel shortages, and the government is struggling to perform even basic functions. Rebel leader Guy Philippe, who said a few days ago that he was in charge of the military, has laid down his arms. After meeting with U.S. forces, Philippe announced that he and his fellow insurgents would withdraw from the capital. Some Haitians, however, believe Philippe will return as soon as the Marines leave. American officials worry that years of economic deprivation and political instability have allowed large-scale drug dealers to infiltrate Haiti's power structure. They point to alleged drug dealers in the inner circles of both former President Aristide and rebel leader Guy Philippe. University of Miami professor Bruce Bagley has written extensively on the Latin American drug trade. He says there's ample evidence that Guy Philippe is involved in drug trafficking.
The DEA believes he's a drug trafficker. Most Haitians believe that he has financed his military contingent, his ragtag group of rebels, as the ambassador put it, through drug money. Their uniforms, their more modern arms, all come from the extensive drug trafficking that has been taking place in Haiti over the last several years. And Guy Philippe has participated actively in this process, both from exile in the Dominican Republic as well as in Haitian territory. And his groups are directly connected with the drug trafficking in Haiti.
Now, the U.S. has said there are, quote, serious allegations that former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide was involved in drugs. Is that likely?
Well, as far as I know, neither the United States nor anybody else has direct evidence that Aristide was actively involved in drug trafficking himself. But it is generally believed that the Lavalas party that he was heading and that many of the groups within it have also been very active in drug trafficking in Haiti. And the evidence is overwhelming to suggest that at least some elements of Aristide's party were very active in the trade and that at a minimum Aristide tolerated it or turned a blind eye towards it.
Well, is it possible to rise in the ranks in Haiti to be powerful politically without being involved in some way with the drug trade?
In today's Haiti, there are several sources of power. One, of course, is organized crime and drug trafficking. A second is to be found in the legal business community, entrepreneurial community, very small, that has dominated the commercial trade in the country and government contracts. So there are elements of Haitian society that are not directly involved in the drug trade. There's a third source of power in Haiti. It comes from the now dissolved Haitian military. And those figures have reappeared. Some of them have financed themselves through drug trafficking without question, but they also control former military officers and enlisted men. They have arms. So there's a combination of sources of power. But in the last decade plus, over the 1990s in particular, as increasing pressure has been brought on various alternative routes, we have seen a return of drug trafficking from Mexico, where Colombian cocaine was being shipped 80% or more to reach the United States, back into the Caribbean. And a number of Caribbean islands in the latter part of the 1990s and the beginning of the 21st century have become deeply immersed in this reflux of the drug trade through the Caribbean.
Amongst all the Caribbean nations, you're saying that there is an increase or there's a return to drug smuggling in the Caribbean. How big is Haiti in terms of the drug trade? Is it a major transshipment point to the United States?
Yes. Haiti has emerged, particularly in the first years of this decade, as one of the principal transshipment points for cocaine moving through the Caribbean. Of that total of about 350 metric tons that enters the United States, perhaps 20% is transshipped through Haiti, making it the major entrepot, the major transit point for cocaine in the Caribbean today.
Now, Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. How much of its economy is dependent on the drug trade?
Well, I mean, the statistics on Haiti are abysmal. There is no clear evidence of this. But given the implosion of the Haitian economy, in many parts the Haitian economy is rooted in barter. Large segments of Haiti's 8 million people depend on food aid from various relief agencies. So the economy is really quite small. And within that, the impact of large amounts of cocaine being shipped through the country is really multiplied. I would suggest to you that in terms of foreign exchange earnings, Haiti has probably reached the point where half of all the hard currency that it earns comes from the drug trade now. This has, in a devastated economy such as the Haitian one, a tremendous impact in terms of employing people, giving them enough money to survive, being able to recruit them into your militias or your ragtag military units. In that sense, drugs are a mainstay today of the devastated Haitian economy.
Bruce Bagley is an expert on the Latin American drug trade and a political science professor at the University of Miami. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
All right. Thank you.